Back now with Tamron Hall and her exclusive interview with Andrew Gillum. The Democratic rising star's career came to an abrupt halt when he was discovered in a Miami hotel room with someone who suffered a drug overdose. Tamron's going to join us live in a moment. First, Diane Macedo has the details.
Are we ready to flip Florida blue?
He was poised to make political history. The first black nominee in a major party to run for governor in Florida. A rising star in the Democratic Party, Andrew Gillum came within striking distance of the governor's mansion during a hotly contested race in 2018. He lost to Republican Ron DeSantis by less than half a percentage point.
RJ and I wanted to take a moment to congratulate Mr. DeSantis.
The 41-year-old husband and father was later floated as a possible VP contender. But behind the scenes, Gillum's life was unraveling. In the early hours of March 13th, police found him inebriated in this Miami Beach hotel room with two other men. A photo of Gillum in a compromising position was leaked for the world to see. Gillum denied ever taking methamphetamines, but checked into a rehab facility for treatment of alcoholism and depression.